Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is gateway drugs, and you will be surprised. On the program, Michael Bakios, he's the resident agent in charge of the DEA in Reno. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Uffelman, Josh Hicks, and Wayne Frediani. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Michael Bakios. He is the resident agent in charge of the DEA in Reno. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Very good to be here, Sam.
We had conversations prior to this interview, and so I want to jump right in and talk about gateway drugs and how this situation has changed. And there are some that might say that caffeine, you know, is a gateway drug that is the first thing that kids get turned on to. But in your world, it used to be that marijuana was the gateway drug, if you want to talk about gateway drugs. But you're saying now that prescription drugs have become that. How in the world has that happened?
Accessibility. I mean, they're out there. They're in their parents' medicine cabinets, their friends' family. It's just readily accessible, and that's what they're using. It's taken over as marijuana as the gateway drug. Matter of fact, they're using kids these days, instead of using marijuana, would be their first experience with drugs, they are taking prescription drugs.
Now, we've had folks on here before, including the Attorney General of Nevada, talking about these parties where kids will put a whole mess of different prescription drugs that they've collected from the house into a jar, just take handfuls and see what happens. What's been the response in the emergency rooms from this?
It's over the last 5 years, it's doubled. I can tell you that in 17 states now, more people have died from prescription drug abuse than traffic accidents. It's an epidemic nationwide. It's killing Americans at alarming rates, and we're very concerned.
Well, and it's stunning because, you know, the average person is not going to think about this. The average person has a medicine cabinet, you know, whatever medicines they take, but there's been so much, you know, prescription by the medical industry and so much marketing of this that obviously availability is there, and there's no cost to the the person who's taking those drugs. I mean, I remember as a kid sneaking a little sip of the old dad's whiskey there because it was free and it was accessible. You knocked off a cigarette out of mom's purse. Now you say the same thing's happening with prescription
drugs. Well, therein lies the problem. They think that because it's in their parents' medicine cabinets, it's prescribed by a doctor, that therefore it's not that bad for them. And that's where they get started. I believe that the statistic is 70% of those who abuse them get those prescription drugs from friends or family, their own medicine cabinet. Only 5% get them from an actual drug dealer on the street.
Okay, so what happens when the parents' drugs run out? They've taken the drugs. Now what do the kids turn to?
It's what we're seeing on the street is they're buying heroin. When they can't find it anymore, they can't get it from their friends, they're on the street buying heroin. It's actually cheaper. I mean, you can buy prescription drugs on the street from a drug dealer.
What can it cost?
For 30 milligrams of, let's say, OxyContin, it's going to cost you $30 a pill. But you can go on the street and buy a dosage unit of heroin for $10.
And how are kids ingesting the heroin?
They are numerous ways. They're snorting it, they're smoking it, and they're injecting it. It's very easy for them to get. Many of these heroin traffickers will deliver to their houses. They'll meet them in a local parking lot. So it's a disturbing trend that we're seeing is these kids, young kids, 18 to 25 years old, have serious heroin addictions that started more than likely out of their medicine cabinets at home.
And they're jumping past marijuana to go straight to the worst stuff you could find.
Straight to the worst stuff you could find.
It's fascinating to me that, it's just a couple of years we were talking about meth production and that being a major problem here in the United States, and especially here in Nevada. That's no longer the case.
No. And what's unique about this problem, Sam, is if I were to ask you, hey, Sam, could you help me stem the supply of methamphetamine or cocaine? I mean, there's probably not much you could do for me, but in this instance, there's a lot the public can do to help us with this epidemic, and it's controlling their own prescription drugs, locking them up, securing them. I mean, you wouldn't leave a gun on your counter for your kid to easily accessible for your children. Well, then, secure your medications, and if you don't have them, if you don't need them, they're expired. There's ways for you to dispose of those.
And you've got another one of those. We've talked about this on the show before. There's another collection thing going on this weekend.
Yes. This Saturday.
Is it across the state?
It's nationwide. Probably have 40, 50 collection sites in the state of Nevada. How you find those, if you go to our website, DEA.gov, and look at the gut drugs icon on top, click on that. It'll direct you to a link to put in your zip code, and that will direct you to the nearest site.
And there's no questions asked?
No questions asked. Totally anonymously, between 10 and 2 on Saturday, you can bring them in, drop them off, and DEA will, along with our state and local partners, will take care of them, get them destroyed.
Okay, what is the most surprising drug that's showing up in these collections?
We don't really look in them, to be honest, because it is anonymous. So they drop them in the box and we destroy them and have them incinerated. So it's the gamut.
Okay, let's go back to talking about meth production. Nevada versus, say, Mexico.
I would say between 80 and 95% of the methamphetamine we see in the state of Nevada comes from Mexico. Back in the 80s, the methamphetamine market was dominated by the outlaw motorcycle gangs. But what happened is the production method changed. We put some serious controls on some of the precursors that they used to utilize to manufacture methamphetamine. As a result, it put them out of the market. The Mexican traffickers in Mexico came up with a new way to produce it and produced it in mass quantities and have taken over the market. Nationwide, probably 80% of the methamphetamine we see nationwide is produced in Mexico and controlled by their trafficking organization. And in Nevada, it's probably more than that. It's probably closer to 95% of what we see here comes from those organizations.
I'm so glad the fence is working.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. More from the DEA when we come back.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow,
I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call account now today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play for Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Bakios. He's the resident agent in charge of the DEA in Reno. You were mentioning earlier that the cartels, the Mexican cartels, have taken over the drug business from the biker gangs, although they are still involved, aren't they?
At the street level distributions, absolutely, the gangs are still out there selling to customers, but the organizations that are producing it and getting it into the country, especially in the western part of the United States, is definitely coming from the southwest border.
We had a gentleman on the show probably about a year ago now who works in national intelligence and has done for many years and also law enforcement, and he was saying that there have been cartel members seen across Nevada, including in northern Nevada. What's your thought on that and the intel that you guys have?
The cartels have surrogates in probably 230 cities nationwide. They're here. Our intelligence is extremely good. When we find out they're here, we target them, and they don't last long before we make cases on them and they find themselves in prison. So,
you have some interesting thoughts on the Latino community and how you feel their responsibility should be towards helping organizations like the DEA. Do you want to expound on that a little bit?
Well, just some accountability. I mean, when they bring family members here to live, I mean, just make sure that they're working legitimately. One of the trends, a disturbing trend that we've seen is some of the illegals that come to this country illegally, but were working legitimately in the community. In this economy, their jobs were gone. And therefore, some of them have got involved in drug trafficking. They knew the right people, and they're doing it to make money. So, just some accountability. If you bring them here, what are they doing? Are they going to work every day? Where's their paycheck coming from? Are they coming home with cash? And where's that money coming from? So, I mean, it's obviously a very small percentage in the Hispanic community that are involved in this, but you know the way things work. It gives them a very bad name.
So. Everybody gets blamed.
Absolutely.
I was talking to somebody recently who was speaking about the fact that some of the resorts, the hotel, not casinos, but hotels in Mexico along the coast are getting purchased by the cartels as a way to launder money. What's your input on that?
Billions of dollars coming out of this country going to Mexico to the cartels, and they have to find a way to launder it. They can't put it in banks, so buying property is huge to them. Whether they have somebody make a straw purchase and purchase it for them, but buying property is one of the ways that they try to legitimize their money.
How's the DEA involved in the border war? Because, I mean, you know, a lot of cities in the United States side of the border are still safe. They're still having great commerce. But on the Mexican side, I mean, it's just a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. The Calderon government is doing an outstanding job. That's why, I mean, one of the reasons why it's so violent over there right now is because we're hurting them. Between what we're doing with the Calderon government, we're really hurting them. They're competing over transportation routes. They're killing each other at alarming rates. And we're having a big impact on the supply. Matter of fact, one of the things you look at to see whether you're having an impact is what the price and purity. And if you look at the major drugs coming out of Mexico, the price has increased and the purity has decreased, which tells us that we're putting a hurting on them.
As far as, you know, are we operating the DEA inside of Mexico at this point?
We have more agents in the country of Mexico than anywhere else in the world. And we work very close with the government and targeting those trafficking organizations. We're making big seizures and arrests every day. We have extradited 400 people, I believe, over the last 10 years from Mexico to be prosecuted here in the United States. The Calderon government has been just a great partner in this effort.
Are you concerned as time moves on, you know, there's going to be a new president of Mexico? You know, this whole war started because the government cracked down, and it just made everything appear to be worse. I don't know, you know, do you have to have the war before you get the peace? Do you have concerns that the next president will back off?
Absolutely. I mean, he's going to be there. President Calderon's going to be there, I believe, till November 12, I believe.
Right.
He'll be there. Yes, that's a big concern of ours, and I hope we get a guy that's been aggressive as he is. He's a very brave man, taking on what he's taken on.
Yeah, you look at what's going on, and now the war seems to be heading south from Mexico to where they're sending more drugs out of Mexico to Central America and to South America.
Well, they're competing over the Belize, places like that, because you think of cocaine coming out of Colombia, it's got to get to Mexico somewhere. So absolutely.
Do you have any optimism about all of this? I mean,
I do. I think we're having, if you look at drug use across the country, I think everything is either down or stabilized, with the exception of marijuana use and prescription drugs. So I think on the enforcement side, we're making, great headway. On the demand side, there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, this country, we have an insatiable appetite for drugs for some reason, and we need to get a hold of that. It would be nice if someday these cartel members could come to the United States and put their hands out to spill their poison and nobody would take it. That's what we fight for, and I hope that day comes, but it hasn't come yet.
No, and one of the other areas that is a great concern is our national forests, especially in California and even here in Nevada. We're seeing cartels setting up there as far as growing operations, and it's very dangerous for people who are hiking out in the backcountry.
It's extremely dangerous. We haven't seen much of this in the north. We've seen several grows they've seen in the south. They've been able to eradicate them.
These were the Mount Charleston marijuana.
Yes. But the problem is catching the guys in there, and it's not an easy case to make. But we're trying, and at a minimum we'll eradicate the fields. But yeah, they are dangerous. They're in there. They live in there. They're armed, and they will protect their. They'll do whatever they can to protect their crops. So.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in. People have spare prescription drugs around the house. A, get them locked up, and B, drop them off this weekend.
Yes.
We appreciate you being here, Michael.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Bobby Page's is more than your convenient neighborhood dry cleaners. It's the 46 years of trust, expertise, and care delivered to each of your most delicate items. Alterations, tailoring, no problem. Exceptional bedding, table linen, our specialty. It's from our home to your home that we understand the value placed on these items. Bobby Page's Cleaners, where quality matters and service is expected. Leading the way, one satisfied customer at a time. Bobby Page's.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broke.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At Glass Pro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty, only at Glass Pro.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Are you having trouble finding a physician that understands how to treat your knee condition? The Osteoarthritis Centers of America are now accepting new patients for their FDA-approved non-surgical treatment. Most major insurances are accepted, including Medicare. The first 30 callers will receive a free knee consultation. So call 1-877-999-KNEE today and be one of the first 30 callers. Call 1-877-999-KNEE today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jock Schicks is here, the attorney with Bernstein Hyatt, Bill Uffelman, president of the Nevada Bankers Association, and Wayne Frediani, executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Okay, so the latest moves as far as the mortgage industry and the banks. Your thoughts on that? It'll help maybe a million people, which seems kind of small by comparison with 300 million people in this country, but at the same time, those people will be helped. Do you think that this is a good thing?
Well, the problem with the program the president put forth the other day is, first, the rules aren't available, so we don't know exactly what's going on. But, you know, it's Fannie and Freddie. If they own your mortgage, then presumably there's an opportunity there for some adjustment. So that is self-limiting in terms of the numbers of people that can qualify. Whether the program, it'll do some good for some people. But overall, if it's a million people or a million mortgages nationwide, how many of those are actually in Nevada? But it's certainly an improvement over the old program, because of the depth of the underwateredness of Nevada homes. They didn't qualify under the old program. This one, with the unlimited after the first of the year, then some will qualify.
Martin Feldstein, writing in the New York Times in an op-ed piece, financial advisor to many presidents over the years, said that he thought that the only way to really fix this problem was to reset mortgages at 125% of their value, whatever the original mortgage was. The banks would pick up half the cost. Freddie and Fannie would pick up the other half of the cost, which would be the government putting in money. But it would resolve the problem, and that we could reset and move forward, because people would now have money to be able to spend on other things and start working on the economy. What do you think about that?
Well, it may be an answer. I mean, does that then put us more in debt, since the government's going to be more involved? It sounds like it would. That would increase the debt limit.
But the cost, it was around $500 billion, but the cost placed against the people having more money to spend in the economy would be balanced out.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do something. I don't have any magical answers. I don't think anybody does. But until we get some stability in the housing market, I don't think we're coming out of this. It's a very difficult thing when you see what's going on in Clark County, and it's affected retail business all across the state. My industry, the auto industry, usually follows the housing industry, notoriously always has. If housing's down, usually car sales are down, and both are down. And it has a significant impact on sales tax revenue to the state of Nevada.
Are you not seeing any improvement? Because I'm hearing that there's been some stability over the past year.
We're seeing some stability, but when you're off 50% from where you were 3 years ago, and you only picked up 5% in 2 years, you're still off quite a bit. And tax revenue is showing that we're not up.
Well, actually, sales tax numbers are going up. But I was going to say to you, Josh, isn't that a false premise now? You can't say compared to 5 years ago. It's compared to last year.
Right. You compare it to last year, which is compared to the year before, which is compared to the year before. So being up 5% over last year is really not all that great. I mean, it's something, but you're still in a very, very flat place. And all indications are we probably will be for a while. The sales tax numbers in Nevada, the motor vehicles were up, but some of the specialty retailers were up. But general merchandise was down. Construction contracting was down another 5%. And accommodations were down, I think, 8%. So, those are signs that there's still a lot of uncertainty out there in the market.
How do you feel about, what's been the demonization of the banking industry for the last couple of years?
Well, I was just at the ABA annual meeting, and a couple of years ago we had buttons that said proud to be a banker, and bankers are still wearing those buttons. In the end, the banks are what will bring this bring people out of this. I mean, the source of money to lend and the like. But we have to have, qualified borrowers for qualified projects. And, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? We've got some new programs coming down through state government and federal government that probably ease the standards a little bit. But when you look and see that SBA lending has been, a powerful lender here in this state and nationwide, when you see that federally backed mortgages are what the mortgages that are being written, the bulk of them are now federally backed. So, the system will come around, but it just takes time.
I want to talk about redistricting. The Democrats are very happy with the special master's plan. The Republicans have filed an objection. And now we get the Cal Counties, according to David McGrath Schwartz in The Sun, Cal Counties threaten stampede over legislative maps. Your thoughts on this and how that would change the balance of power if you have a much larger chunk of northern Clark County in the mix of things, rurals?
Things have certainly changed. I mean, there was a time in Nevada where there was one senator from every county. And that has now changed. We've seen the population in Vegas. It's been a slow but really inevitable shift down there. And everybody knew a seat was going to go down there. It was just a question of whether it came from the rurals or Washoe County. The Masters took it from the rurals. And then there's another district out there that's going to be Elko and down into Vegas. So
it's insane. The district should come with a private plane because you're never going to be able to visit your entire district.
Yeah, you can. I mean, those districts are just enormous. It's hard to imagine how somebody can represent the interests in Las Vegas and the interests in Elko. They're different interests, and it's going to be a real challenge. And I can certainly understand why rural legislators and rural residents are upset with some of those maps. There's no doubt about it.
Wayne, you get the last word on that.
Well, I agree with Josh. I mean, it has changed. And how do you do that? I mean, I personally feel like, you know, the legislature should have done this, that maybe the governor should have called them back into a special session and forced their hand to do this. Unfortunately, I think that didn't happen, and so you've got what you got. But I think it was inevitable that the North was going to lose a seat or two, and that's the way it is, growth.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Looking for a home away from home for your dog? Look no further than Urban Hound, Reno's premier luxury dog boarding and daycare provider. With state-of-the-art luxury boarding suites, large play areas, and walks in the park, your dog's daily vacation starts at Urban Hound. Urban Hound's dog daycare program provides your dog with a safe environment to play, exercise, and socialize with other dogs. Urban Hound is located in Reno at Mayberry Park with easy access to I-80. Visit UrbanHoundReno.com for more information. Urban Hound, Reno's premier luxury dog boarding and daycare provider.
Disney on Ice presents Treasure Trove, a spectacular event that will leave you bedazzled. See our glittering stars and unlock your most precious moments from Disney's animated treasures. Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, The Lion King, and all the Disney princesses from Snow White to Rapunzel. At last, your treasured Disney animated films are now a super cool ice show. Tickets start at $12, coming to the Lawler Event Center November 4th through 6th.
In today's world, more and more people have little to no car insurance. That's why it's so important to make sure you have proper coverage. Please talk to your insurance agent about underinsured and medical payments coverage. That way you know you'll have the insurance that you need for yourself and your loved ones. If you have been injured due to the carelessness of another, call me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll take care of you so that you can get well.
Get to Sands Regency, Terrible's Casino, Dayton, Gold Ranch, or Rail City Casino and win your share of the A-Play Club $100,000 free slot tournament. We just launched our new A-Play Club and are pulling out all the stops. There's two ways to play and win. Win by competing in the daily free slot tournaments or win even more if you're drawn for a seat in the A-Playoffs. So nab your share of the prize pool and play free today at Sands Regency, Terrible's Casino, Dayton, Gold Ranch, or Rail City Casino.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up next week, we have Supreme Court Justice Jim Hardesty. He'll be here, plus Majority Leader Marcus Conklin. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.